This is Radio Today broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio Channel 869.
Changing Destiny is proudly brought to you by WEM Media, right here on Radio Today. Radio Today, radio that delivers.
Welcome to Changing Destiny. My name's Paul Pereira, and you are listening today on Radio Today, and we will be chatting today with Nation Builders Head Kerry Lee Pascal, and we will be talking about products that they have developed along with other companies to assist people in their corporate social investment and in their other good giving. And we'll be doing that because South Africans are, in the main, quite a generous people. And I'm talking about people who either have financially they're well off, or they have very good skills, or they have knowledge, and they have things that they can share with people who are less well off. And just last year, South African corporates gave away in monies in social investment about 8 billion rand, and that's over and above the taxes that they pay. And about 3 years ago, Barclays Wealth did an international survey that found that as a proportion of their income that they give away to people less well off, South Africans are the second most generous people in the world after Americans. And in fact, just this year, earlier this year, Statistics South Africa reported that in just the last 2 years, the number of South Africans who volunteer their spare time to work in community projects has doubled, and it's now running into the millions. So we'll be chatting with Kerry Lee Pascal, and she's head of the Nation Builder Project of the Mutobi Foundation, just after we've listened to Donna Summer's I Feel Love. Welcome back. You're on Changing Destiny with Paul Pereira, and today we're chatting with Kerry Lee Pascal. She's the head of the Mutobi Foundation. She's also the head, of course, of its big initiative, which is called Nation Builder. We last spoke to Kerry about 2 years ago, when Nation Builder was already a couple of years old, and she was giving us a progress update at that time. And now they've gone public with a very large offering. It's a thing I think unique in the world, but we'll be hearing all about it. It's called the Benchmarking Tool. But first, Kerry, welcome back.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to be back again.
Kerry Lee, I suppose it's been quite a while, so perhaps we should start off by describing what is Nation Builder.
Yeah, Paul, so I think just to start off with, to give the idea behind Nation Builder, we founded on really the concept of South Africa having a future. Now, we're not blinded to some of the struggles that we have in our country, but we really believe that there's a prosperous future for our country, and we have absolute faith in it. And coming from that angle, we really believe that business, or Business South Africa, has a massive role to play in achieving a prosperous country and creating opportunities for those that don't have opportunities. And from that place, the initiative Nation Builder was birthed, that is really there to help businesses know more and do better in their good giving. And we call it good giving and not corporate social investment, because we want to move away from that compliance mentality of corporate social investment being something that you need to comply to because of a scorecard, but rather see it as good giving, as something that is investing in the future of our country, investing in the future of your business, actually, because if our country prospers, your business prospers. And so Nation Builder is really there to help equip, come alongside the business sector, and help you be more impactful in the way that you do your giving. I think there's just so much information out there and so much knowledge from so many social investment practitioners who've walked this journey, have made mistakes, have learned from lessons, and if we can just learn from one another, and that's what Nation Builder is doing, is really bringing that knowledge together so that there's one place where you can come and find out lessons learned, and you can learn from one another and really equip yourself to be the best at giving you can possibly be, so that every cent counts when it's distributed to different initiatives that create opportunities for others.
Now, I suppose companies, by the nature of how business is, work each sort of one will work his thing, somebody else will do their thing. An advantage you have is that you work across companies, so you deal with tens and tens and tens of companies. In your experience, your sense, because I know it'll change company to company, obviously, but is your sense that business is generally going through the idea of good giving or the idea of giving at all because of pressures to do so, or a sense that, well, if we don't, there's a risk of reputational damage? Or do you think there is a genuine sense of, let's do this thing because we want to do this thing, we think this thing will work?
Sure. I think it changes from company to company. So there's definitely some companies who are purely compliance-driven because of the scorecard. But I do think that there's actually a greater majority out there who are really seeing, especially over the last year or so, who are definitely wanting to be active participants and responsible citizens, I suppose, within South Africa. And that is the motive behind their giving.
And I guess that giving comes in all sorts of different forms. Very often one would think, because we see a plaque at a clinic or a school, you know, this was made possible by, I don't know, Sasol or something. But so we think of it as a straightforward cash donation, but it comes in different forms, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, people give up their time. Sometimes companies even give a resource to go and spend hours and help equip and mobilize processes and do accounting and those sorts of things. So just giving services and time and all sorts of other things can be given rather than monetary value only.
Why then, if there is anyway a groundswell of doing this sort of thing for the right reasons, do we need something like Nation Builder to chivvy people along?
I don't think it's necessarily to divvy people along. It's more to assist in being impactful in the way you do it. And I think it's so easy to, we come across a lot of businesses who really have phenomenal hearts, want to do things for the right reasons, are really bought into equipping others and really helping our country prosper. But so often you haven't spent the time to think about how to do it impactfully and what's the best way to do it so that we can get the most impact for every cent that is spent. And I think they seem simple when you're on this side of the fence where you work with it every single day. But for somebody who that isn't their 9-to-5 job, it's helpful to have somebody else just to bring those concepts across, things to think about, things to consider before you actually start partnering with an organization or starting a project or giving in some manner.
You talk about Nation Builder as the concept and what you're doing through Matopi Foundation and providing a place where lessons can be shared, etc. But practically, what does it mean? So if I'm my company is the Creepy Crawly Nail Spread, for instance, and I decide to join Nation Builder, I'm going to become a Nation Builder member at the Matopi Foundation, what do I get and what's there for me?
Well, the first step is to actually complete the Good Giving Benchmarking Tool, which you briefly mentioned earlier. And that is an online self-assessment that you complete. And it's a free of charge, no obligations whatsoever. And at the end of the assessment, you get a scorecard that actually tells you the area that you've done the best and then the area that you really need to focus on next to take you further so that you can actually be more impactful. Once you've done that, then you get an opportunity to become a Nation Builder member. And that's really declaring that your business is a business that stands for investing in South Africa. And once you become a member, so there is a membership fee associated with becoming a Nation Builder member. However, that membership fee goes 100% to social development because we believe that we should be practicing what we're preaching. So we give that on. And then members get a toolkit. So it's a full toolkit that has actually been written by, there were 7 different companies that came together to develop the online benchmarking tool. There were the likes of Investec, KPMG, GrowthPoint, Digital Business, Tokasan, Edcon, Step, WAM Media, and then obviously ourselves, Matobi. And each company actually wrote a supplement to the different sections of the tool that you will have completed. And you'll get a full printed manual that tells you how to improve on all different areas from strategy to implementation to monitoring and evaluation. And then as a member, you also get other benefits where you get invited to really interesting breakfasts and you get to network with like-minded businesses. We have webinars so that you are equipped and trained. So you'll notice everything we do is all about equipping and empowering the businesses to be better the way that they get or invest.
It's almost an A to Z of doing this sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Now, when I'm going to say I've got a fairly, I'm not the Creepy Crawly in Nelspeth, I'm a bit bigger than that. I'm operating across at least 3 of the provinces. And I actually want to set this up in a way that I know when we talk about social investment, that it's actually acting as an investment. In other words, I'm taking it quite seriously. I want to know that my money is going to give me real bang for my buck, that they're going to be proper results from, say, choosing to invest in schools. I want to know how to do that. I want to know where to do it. What are some of the things I need to set up internally, just structurally? Because, I like to know that I've got all ducks in a row.
I think the first place to start is to have a resource that actually manages it full time. So
it's not somebody's other job.
Yes, exactly. So that it's not something that's forgotten about and that isn't managed properly. If you're wanting to invest with capital in something, you'll have a resource that actually sits and looks at the different investments. And it's the same with social investment. You're wanting to have somebody that actually takes it seriously and spends hours evaluating the different projects, knowing exactly what your mandate is. What do you fund and what don't you fund? And that's probably one of the biggest things that needs to come into place.
I suppose everybody's on your back. They're saying, help me.
Absolutely. And you'll have loads of applications coming through your email. And very quickly that person will get drowned if they don't have very strict guidelines on what the company does or doesn't fund. And that's something that needs to be decided at the board level. I think it's important to have senior management bought into the idea. And together it's decided on as a company what sorts of things you do want to fund, what sorts of things do you want to invest in. And then from there you start looking for organizations that fit those criteria. What areas do you want to fund in? Is there a feeder area that feeds your generally where your staff come from? Mm-hmm. Or do you want it to be close by? Are you wanting to look at some rural projects? There's so many, I think, Paul, you used this term, unsexy things that people don't normally fund. But it's also important to allocate funds to things that aren't necessarily your popular ones. So it's important to allocate your budget and have a portion that is ring-fenced for your executives who are going to every now and again buy a random painting at a at a charity auction or something.
Yeah.
So you need to have some kind of fund set aside for that. That's not going to steal from funds that you have already got allocated for a project.
Well, I imagine that from within a company there must be its own pressures to, the wife of the chairman liked this thing and now we must fund it. But if you are the person who's the resources, you put it in charge of making sure the stuff's done properly, you've got to defend your space.
Absolutely. And I think that's why it's so important to have that, firstly, have a mandate from the executive board that's brought in by the executives, and then sit down and put together an actual plan and have a strategy that you get signed off by your board. So they're all bought into it, so that when you do have something coming, a ball from left field coming at you, you can go back to the paperwork and go, hey, guys, look, this is what we all agreed on. This doesn't fit in here, and we've actually allocated funds to X amount of people. We can't now, you know, stop one and start funding somewhere else because of somebody else's whim.
We're chatting with Kerry Lee Pascal, and she's the head of the Mtobi Foundation's Nation Builder Initiative, and we will continue doing that just after we've listened to a song from another initiative from the I Start 2 campaign, which works particularly with school children, giving them the notion that, and it does this through various art forms of sustainability art, but giving them the notion that South Africa's future is to the good if they choose it so. And so we'll listen to I Start 2, a campaign supported by Wham Media.
I am because you are children of far end, a planet crying out to those who hear. And when we join our hands together as the brotherhood of man, we start to see a new tomorrow drawing near. I start to sing a song of joy. I start to dance a dance so free. I start to shout a shout of hope for the world to hear. Now let us sing from the mountainside, every voice joining deepest pride. For we sing the soul and cry of Africa.
Sing a song of joy. I start to dance a dance so free. I start to shout a shout of hope for the world to hear.
Now let us sing
mind and your heart right now. The future for all right now depends on what we start right now. The path that we walk right now leads to the light or the dark right now. The journey we embark on now decides victory or loss right now. I'll start to get up and know my place in the big picture. I'll start to get up and own my space in a world which is full of untold wonders, riches, handed down by predecessors as a steward for generations. In the future, here's to the future.
I start to sing a song of joy. I start to dance a dance so free. I start to shout a shout of hope for the world to hear.
Now let us sing from the mountainside. Every voice joined in deepest cry.
For we sing the song and cry of Africa.
Welcome back. You're on Changing Destiny with Paul Pereira and Kerry Lee Pascal of the Nation Builder Project. Kerry Lee, if one has to look across companies and in the years that you have worked with them, what would you say is one of the most common errors that is made in their, broadly speaking, social investment or good giving work?
I think there's two things that we come across a lot or we get asked questions about a lot. And the one is when we advise companies, so often yearly they're looking for a different project to fund. It's almost like tasting different ice creams every year. I think what's important is to stick with one flavor and stick it out for a while. So choose a not-for-profit or choose a partner that you're wanting to partner with and do your investigation or your due diligence before so that you're happy before you go into the partnership and you're happy to actually walk a journey of 3 or so years so that you can actually see the impact of your partnership. You can see the impact that you're having through the support that you're able to give through whatever means, if it's monetary or services or whatever it is.
Let's go back to your benchmarking tool. So now on your benchmarking tool, it's quite a comprehensive thing, as you were saying. It's like an A to Z. When I go through, I look from my company's point of view and I assess against whatever your markers are on different levels. So on the management side, on the system side, on the mandate side, and then on how I'm actually carrying out the impact of the developmental work. What makes me honest here? Or do I really want the world to see that when it comes to giving my cash, I'm doing my best, but I'm not very good at it?
Well, I don't think there's anything I can do to make sure that you're honest other than the spot checks that we do from time to time with members, because it's important that our members are actually giving honest reflections. But what will put you at ease and make you probably honestly answer is that this is a confidential benchmarking tool. So the results will never be given out to anybody unless asked in writing by the company. Specifically the person that has actually filled in the tool.
Oh, so I can't go on there and see how FNB is doing?
Absolutely not. So it is confidential. The results you own, they are there to actually assist you. They aren't there to go and show other people necessarily. You're welcome to. If you've done exceptionally well, you're welcome to show everybody you want, but that is up to you. We will never release your results, and there's no way anybody can come on and actually have a look at the results themselves.
Well, now you're sitting there having a look anyway because you see them, which is very helpful, I'm sure, in just getting an understanding of how companies see their own stuff and the nitty-gritty sort of in the engine room of their CSI, what's working and what's working less well, and what do you see when it comes to people falling down? Where do companies fall down a lot?
I think one of the biggest places companies fall down is their purpose, which we found very interesting.
Their purpose, did you say?
Their purpose, yes. And a lot of companies, there seems to be a passion to do something, but it doesn't seem to go through to the senior management, or if it's in senior management, it's not going through to the actual implementers of the project or implementers of the company. So it's really having that why we exist, or why are we actually being socially responsible. Is compliance good enough, or is...
So you would say that the how, which is what I think we've really been talking about, is almost secondary in a way to you've got to know the why.
Absolutely. I think if your why is not fundamentally well-positioned, that means that the symptoms, so the how, is not going to play out well.
And another thing that's perhaps a practical error that people make a lot?
Yeah, another practical error people make is wanting to start their own not-for-profits. So often people will see a need and then will want to address it immediately themselves, which I fully understand. But a not-for-profit takes a huge amount of resources. It takes community buy-in and really a lot of time. It's a full-time job, and you're going to need an entire team. So you can't just employ one resource to start a not-for-profit out of your business. If you're wanting to do that, it's going to actually take a whole team to do that. So we generally encourage people to first at least partner with a not-for-profit on the ground that's in that community, slowly but surely build those relationships. And if there's still a massive gap and there's really a need for something, start a not-for-profit. But I wouldn't start an organization immediately. And many people, their knee-jerk reaction is to want to address the problem and start an organization to try and meet the need as soon as possible. But that actually causes more problems, because a lot of people in the community experience not-for-profits coming in and out because they don't have long lifespans always because of fly-by-night, I suppose, where there's a good intention, but it's very difficult to get it off the ground sometimes if it's not well thought through or has a lot of backing or an equipped team to be able to do it that's equipped in the social development sector and how to deal in those environments.
Right. Now, how do people get hold of Nation Builder? How do they get hold of the benchmarking tool? How do they become members? How do they get to come to these breakfasts and these webinars?
Oh, that's a very easy question. we have a website, and the URL is www.proudnationbuilder.co.za. And as soon as you get to that site, you'll see that there is a place where you can click to do the benchmarking tool. Once you have done the benchmarking tool, it will prompt you immediately to become a member. And from there, all the membership benefits kick in. If you'd like to see all the different events and things that are happening for members, our webinar schedule, our private events for members, you can go and click on the events tab too on our website, and that will give you all the exciting things coming up. One of them, which is our conference in August, which you should keep your eyes and ears open for, because that one's not only for members. It promises to be a good one.
Great, and that's on www.proudnationbuilder.co.za. Thank you, Kerry Lee Pascal of Nation Builder. Thanks for coming on the phone for half an hour from Stellenbosch. Lovely to have you with us today.
Thank you, Paul. I really enjoyed it.
And listeners, thank you for joining us on Changing Destiny. And please join Jackie Canapi, the producer, and myself, Paul Pereira, at the same time next week, right here on Radio Today, 1485 AM in Johannesburg, and from Dar es Salaam to Cape Town on DSTV Audio Channel 869. Goodbye.